morning. I'm really happy to be with all those respectful speakers and participants. It's really a good opportunity to discuss a lot of things. And today I came to tell you my own experience, in fact, and the views I'm expressing here, I'm sure that they are my own views and not necessarily the views of my organization or any other organization I'm affiliated with. So we've been talking for yesterday and today about the challenges and the concept of the normal people who are not specialized in intellectual property and copyright, what the people understand copyright. And in fact, I had a very interesting experience in the last few months because I was invited as a speaker to explain what's copyright and what we're doing in the library in this area, because I'm the project lead of the Access to Knowledge and the Creative Commons project. So I went around between Alexandria and Cairo in many universities, and I was really shocked how people understand intellectual property. 3, 4, 5 years ago, people, they didn't understand anything about intellectual property. But now, what they understand? Intellectual property, especially copyright, this is what we're talking about, is restrictions. It's not to access. It's not to copy. It's all the negative words you can ever imagine. And then when I explain to them, no, the system should be balanced. And it's legal to copy in a certain, and even you can have your own private copy. They said, no, this is not what we are practicing. And it's moreover, the problems is now many of the library universities, they don't allow the researchers and students to copy any pages. Not even a very limited, not any pages. This is one. And also sometimes you're not even allowed to borrow the book because we have very limited copies, so you're not allowed to copy the book. So how we can work? And this is really a real concern. Another problem directly we are facing as a library, and I'll just give you two examples. There are many, in fact. But only one. What about the out-of-print copies? Some, we have very precious books that were printed 20, 30, 50 years ago, but they are out of print. And our patrons came to us asking for those books, but we don't have a copy. But we know that we can get a copy and we can digitize those copies and put them available at least in situ in our premises. So we went to the right holders and we asked them, and unfortunately, some of the stubborn classic right holders said, no. Why? In all cases, you're not getting any revenues of those out-of-print copies. Why saying no? Because it's my property. Why? That's it. No further discussion. And anyway, the discussion was really, in a certain moment, sometimes was really ugly, but this is the situation. Another thing, and I don't want to go in details because I know the next session will be about orphan works, but orphan works also is another problem. So, in fact, if we think about intellectual property and copyright, it's getting a problem in the digital age, and I believe the system as it is now into the digital age and burn system is really kind of failing. And I'd like to read with you, and I'd like to quote Mr. Gari last year in the general opening statement assemblies of the member states of WIPO, Geneva, 22nd of September 2009. I'm quote, the evidence suggested that the current means are suffering severe stress. In the case of music, for example, according to industry estimations, 40 billion files of music were illegally file shared on the internet in 2008, a piracy rate of 95%. Oh, wow, 95%. If this number is right, so the problem is not of the users. The problem is in the system. Now, I need anyone that studied law or even didn't study law, give me an example that any legal system that is failing, that is pirated or violated by 95%. This is really amazing. So this means that this system is not amusing or not fulfilling the needs of both sides, right holders and the user. Both of us are not happy. So come on, let's think about something. And in fact, Some will say, oh, enforcement, I don't know what this means, okay, because I also can say enforcement, at least enforcement for the exceptional limitation. This never, ever I heard anyone saying, let's enforce the exceptional limitation. Enforcement is always about protection and more protection. And in fact, this is not the solution. And also the solution is not about issuing reports and having lists and priority lists and watch lists and all this is not the solution. In fact, we need to work together. It's very bad to say we're not working together. You have two team, and there are conflict interests. I believe at least in the area of education and research, this shouldn't be the issue. And if I may suggest a solution or something we can get out of this, I know that now there are many discussions about new tools and new instruments, but maybe this is for the long-term plan. However, now what we can think about is activating what the provisions we have already for the exceptional limitation for education and research. Let's again think about the Burns three-step test. It's very flexible. Let's think about the fair use concept, and it's very flexible. Maybe this can help us for the time being. Also, it's very bad practice to use the contract law to make the users and the libraries and the intermediary and the university and educational institution to waive their own rights on the exception and limitation that are embedded in the copyright law. This is another very bad practice. In fact, and also we may say that, as it was said before, the promotion of the alternatives, not the copyright system now, because this is we can't do it for now, but the alternative to access and disseminate knowledge. Yes, we need more awareness and talk more about open access, about the Creative Commons and other initiatives. And luckily, in our Arab region and in Egypt, we already working on the Creative Commons, and in a few weeks we'll have our Creative Commons license, the Egyptian Creative Commons license, and I believe the Jordanian also is ready, and the Lebanese are working on theirs. So this is also another thing we can work on it. So another thing I was thinking about, in fact, when it comes to research and education, we shouldn't interpret the copyright law according to the needs of the entertainment business. This, because research and education is not a trade-related topic. It's not at all a trade-related topic, and this is how I see, and this is how we studied it. Because copyright and our concept, it's droit d'auteur or author's rights. It was always belonged to the civil law, and the industrial property belonged to the commercial law. So this is something, and this is another thing. And of course, authors and the creator, they have rights, moral and financial rights. However, this shouldn't be an obstacle for research and education. And my last word, as we're here in WIPO, and I really think that WIPO in the last year started to do more balanced events, and we can, as users, advocates, we can talk more freely. So I'm really inviting WIPO to organize more and more balanced events, and maybe in the technical assistance program, maybe there should be talk about both the exceptional limit, the rights of both, the rights of the users and the rights of the right holders. And I believe if we do this, maybe for the time being, there will be some solving the stress that Mr. Gary talked about. Thank you.